Hello and welcome into Faithful Freedom with Taryn Gregson, presented by We the Patriots USA. Thank you for watching us on the We the Patriots USA Rumble channel and Red Voice Media, and for listening on New Hampshire Family Radio WLMW 90.7 FM Manchester, New Hampshire, KKVV Radio in Las Vegas, Real Talk 93.3 The Voice of Freedom in St. Louis, and anywhere you listen to your podcasts. If you'd like us on your station, email us at Taryn@WeThePatriotsUSA.org. Detox. It's a buzzword. We're hearing it everywhere, especially for those that are really trying to get their health on track, really trying to embody wellness and to cut out the toxins, cut out the chemicals, lead a clean lifestyle. Detox is a buzzword we're hearing, even for moms and parents, you know, that maybe have given your kids a few vaccines that have figured out that you don't want to do that anymore, but are wondering, okay, my kid, do I need to detox my kid from the few that they've already had? Or wherever you're at in your journey, a chemical-free body is something that we all are intrigued by. It's something that we want to aspire to. Well, we have Tim James of the Chemical-Free Body with us today to talk about detox, what that really means, how to do it safely, how you will feel afterward, what kind of impact that's going to have on you, your health, and people around you. Tim has an incredible story that and an incredible journey that got to this point. And moms, we're going to talk about umbilical cord studies. You know, I hope your ears are perking up because this is going to be wonderful information that everyone, regardless of if you've gotten the COVID jab, if you haven't, wherever you're at in your health journey, it is going to apply to you. And you know what else applies to you? Our sponsor today, Cardio Miracle.
This episode is brought to you by Cardio Miracle, a vitamin D and nitric oxide solution that supports better cardiovascular and overall health for your gut, your brain, your muscles, your skin, your hair, your heart, your whole health. Learn about John Hewlett's discovery at cardiomiracle.com.
Where do we go from here? Because the battle has just begun. As eyes open, we continue to arm ourselves with the truth in all aspects of our lives, asking questions and relentlessly searching for answers, educating ourselves and forging a new path forward. Hear from real people faithfully pursuing freedom. This is Faithful Freedom with Taryn Gregson, presented by We the Patriots USA, a nonprofit 501c3 organization working to preserve and reclaim our God-given inalienable rights. Tim, welcome to the show.
Taryn, thanks for having me here. Appreciate
it. I'm excited because you were on our Vaccine Safety Awareness Marathon that people can go back and watch on WeThePatriotsUSA.org. That happened on Saturday and Sunday, 24 hours of a live broadcast discussion on vaccines, whether it's COVID or the childhood vaccine schedule. And so we are excited to have you on that. And we're excited to have you on the show today to talk beyond that, to talk just beyond the history behind vaccines. But I want you to dive into your history that led you to where you are now.
Absolutely. So I heard you, you know, talking about detoxification, and boy, did I need it, and I didn't know it. And so to give you guys a little bit of background, like where I came from, I grew up on a small cattle and hay farm in eastern Oregon. I was hunting and fishing. We had a big garden, so I was used to, you know, pulling weeds and reaping the benefits of a big garden. And, you know, we picked huckleberries out in the woods. We had a lot of huckleberries this year, actually. Had a great season for that. And, you know, I played baseball at a high level, so I was also an athlete, right? And my buddy was a rodeo star, so we rode horses. So that was kind of me. I was out in the woods cutting firewood, doing that kind of stuff growing up. Really enjoyed my life. Fast forward to 37 years old, and I'd gained 42 pounds, which most people had. Most of my friends were overweight. But then what happened was, is I started getting acid reflux really bad and heartburn. So I started taking Tums and Rolaids, and that was kind of my go-to for years. And then it got worse, and then I started getting I had a big patch of eczema on my left knee. It got bigger and started cracking and bleeding and sticking to my pants. I was a financial advisor at the time. And then that eczema spread to both of my elbows. They were cracking and bleeding, and I couldn't wear like a white shirt as a financial advisor because it would just stain it and ruin it. And like, imagine every day coming home and like having to peel your clothes off of your blood-stuck arms and knees. And so this was my life.
That's pretty extreme. That's pretty extreme to get to that point that you know, your clothes are getting bloody every day.
Yeah. And it's just like, and you know, and sometimes it was worse. And so that was kind of demotivating because I've always been like this A type outgoing person. All my friends know it. I was like the class clown and had best laugh and all this stuff. And I don't know if I'm gonna get my laugh out or not today, but the big one that won the award. But anyway, I didn't want to take my shirt off in public anymore. And it wasn't because I was overweight, it was because I was embarrassed with my skin. I had all these patches that looked like a salamander. It was weird. And I had this other skin issue on my shoulder where this fat stuff was bubbling up, and actually had a plastic surgeon inject me with some stuff, and it kind of ate the fat away. And then 3 months later, it was like bloop, bloop, bloop. Three more of these things started popping up. And I'm like, what if this stuff happens on my face? So all this is concern, it's fear, it's worry. And then it gets worse. I started actually bleeding rectally. And so when I would poop, there would be two types of blood that would come out. One from anal tears. It was like red blood. It was fresh. And then there was this dark blood that I was bleeding on the inside in my gastrointestinal tract. So I had severe gastrointestinal issues. And then that went on for 2.5 years. And it was my ego. I was like, you know, I went to the doctor and they wanted me to get on Prilosec, but that just sounded weird. So I stayed away from it. And I got prescribed pharmaceutical drugs, but I never took them because I'd read, and half the time I wouldn't even go fulfill the prescriptions because I'd read the side effects. And I was like, I don't want all this stuff. It was like weird stuff, like increased gambling. And it's like, gambling. That doesn't make sense. I took a statistics class in college and I'm like, I don't want to ever gamble. I'm going to lose my money. And then, you know, and one of the things was actually the side effect was rectal bleeding. I'm like, that's what I have. So I never did that, thank God. But I had my head buried in the sand, and I didn't go around telling anybody what was going on. I was totally just, everything's fine. I just ignored it, basically, is what I did, like an ostrich sticking my head in the sand. And so this went on for 2.5 years. And then finally, we'd planned a trip down to Peru. My wife was from Peru at the time, and her dad was a medical doctor. He'd never been on a vacation in 30-some years of being a medical doctor. He ran a large clinic in Lima, Peru, and we had this vacation we planned out. We spent thousands of dollars, and we went to northern Peru to a place called Tumbes. It was just south of Ecuador. Gorgeous, amazing, unbelievable, right? We're out on a deep sea fishing deal out in the coast there, and all of a sudden I don't feel good. I'm not feeling good at all. And they're all like, oh, he's got motion sickness. And I'm like, no, you guys don't understand. I've hunted and fished my whole life. I've been on the Oregon coast. I've been to Hawaii. I don't get motion sickness. It's something else. They didn't think nothing of it. I got back home, and then I got worse. And her dad's finally like, wait a minute. Like, what are you doing? So he's a doctor. So he diagnosed me. He's like, oh my God, we have to get you to hospital. You need surgery. So I'm like, oh my God. So I'm literally bent over at a 90 degree angle. I can't walk erect. I'm in tremendous pain. We get in the car. We zoom down to the airport. We miss the plane flight like by 20 minutes. We're in a very remote area. The next plane's not going to come through, I think, for 12 or 24 hours. He's like, we can't wait. You could die. So we rent a van and we drive down this bumpy ass road down the coastline of Peru to the next town that had a hospital called Piura. And that 6 hour ride, many women have told me that I experienced the closest thing to child labor you possibly could. So imagine I'm writhing in pain. Mm-hmm. Every bump is like somebody punching you in the gut or stabbing you with an ice pick. And this went on, it was like bump, bump, boom, 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 6 hours.
Wow, that's incredible. Hey, I want to add, as a mother who has given birth naturally, that yes, it is painful, but at some point, you know, your adrenaline kicks in and you've got that God-given mama instinct, and you just don't feel the pain at toward the end anymore. It's just pressure is what I would say that you feel. So I don't want to scare women away from giving birth naturally, because
yeah,
it's
babies.
Amazing.
We need babies, and it's a natural process. And
but this is a wild story that you're telling here, Tim. So
yeah, it's crazy.
When you got
right
there?
What's that?
What happened when you finally got there?
Oh, so we get to the hospital, and then this next doctor comes out, and he's like, they're talking Spanish a million miles an hour. And the first thing was like, I'm in a third world country, Taryn. So
yeah.
I look up,
I know.
there's this big light, and I'm in the examination room in a hospital, to put this in context. And there's so many bugs flying around above my head, you can't even imagine, in a hospital, like in the examination room. Imagine that. And then I look at the hardware they got and the tools. It looks like it's from the 1950s. And I'm like, this isn't good. But I'm in just pain. I'm just like, I knew her dad was going to take care of me. And so this doctor comes in and pushes on me, and they're like, oh. And then the next person, like five of them, and they're all like diagnosing me. And I'm like, stop it. Okay. Yeah, I got problems. Stop pushing on my gut. And then finally, he's like, he doesn't want him to do the surgery there. He wants to do the surgery at a state-of-the-art clinic in Lima, which is like, you know, Western Medical Clinic. And so he blah, 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 and then talks him, and they dope me up on all this stuff. I can walk erect again. I can't even feel the pain. I was basically life flighted from Peoria to Lima on a commercial airline. Nobody knew what was going on with me. And he sat right next to me, and we just immediately took off.
We'll pick this up, this action flick, basically, what's happening right now. We'll pick this up in just a moment on Faithful Freedom with Taryn Gregson, presented by We the Patriots USA. On the Vaccine Safety Awareness Marathon this past weekend that Tim James appeared on at WeThePatriotsUSA.org, we finally revealed the premiere date of our documentary, Shot Dead. It is going to be premiered on November 9th. We're going to stream it live from Tulsa, Oklahoma, where one of our family members were chronicling three children that have lost their lives after receiving the COVID shot. Trista Martin, she 19 years old, she would be on November 9th. In her hometown of Tulsa, Oklahoma. This is the one-year anniversary of her death. We are going there. We are intentionally and purposefully picking this date to help honor her death and give her and her family a voice that they deserve, as well as the other children that have lost their lives to this shot. ShotDead.org. You can view the trailer today. Welcome back, Tim James of Chemical Free Body, to Faithful Freedom with Taryn Gregson. You are telling this crazy story right now. Your life is on the line. You get on a commercial air flight in South America. People have no idea that you feel like you are about to die.
Well, I'm pretty doped up right now. I'm happy. Yeah. But her dad's like, he's got his eye on me. Mm-hmm. And you're not supposed to do that, by the way. So don't do it. So anyway, we fly in. I take another taxi and we go right to the hospital. And like, literally, he's got it all ready. He's got the OR ready. And all these people grab me, they throw me in a gurney, and I go right into surgery. And those surgeons and the nurses and the people at the staff there, they saved my life. And this is where Western medicine shines. Western medicine was born out of war. It was born out of it's crisis care. Mm-hmm. And it's a definite necessary part of the medical system that we need. It's the other part that's broken, right? When somebody has chronic issues, it's a complete fail. And if we look at the life expectancy chart that's just come out from Kaiser Permanente, it shows that our life expectancy is dropping like a rock since about 2014, but really since about 1984, which is kind of ironic, right? If you think about that. And all the other industrialized nations, life expectancies are going up. Ours started going down, and now it's 2014, severely dropping. Our children and grandchildren will die younger than us. You just mentioned about this, that young woman that you're going to go honor the death of her death. And so, but I learned a couple things from, number one is I want to understand that the nurses and doctors are the good boys and girls in this equation. They're just part of a broken system. Most of them originally went there to help people, but they can't because they're handcuffed by something called standard of care, and they're forced to do certain things that doesn't really work with nature, which is your body, that I learned. And so I learned two things. Number one, I don't want to get surgery again if I don't have to. Like, I got to learn to figure this stuff out. Number two is, like, my poor health doesn't affect just me. It affects everybody else around me. I ruined that vacation for my wife and her dad. And he never taken a vacation in his life. Where does he end up? Back in the hospital taking care of me.
Oh, goodness. Being your diagnosis? What was it?
I had an appendicitis. And they got it out right before it exploded. So that wouldn't have been a good deal. And you can die from that. Yep. And then, like, oh, don't worry about it. Just cut it out. Your appendix. It's like, well, God put that there for a reason. And I found out later it's a regulator of bacterium in the gastrointestinal tract. It's a very important organ, just like your brain or your heart. It's like no different. You don't just cut stuff out and think it's no big deal. It was there for a reason and a purpose. And so I don't have that now, right? So my wife wheelchairs me back in the United States. We go about our business. Fast forward, one of my friends on my baseball team, Clay Mahoy, gets cancer. He was chewing tobacco, so we figured it trickled down his throat and got into his stomach. But we watched him go through the chemo and the surgery and stuff, and you know, him throwing up blood at his last baseball game. And that was a really hard. He left three little boys behind from ages 6 to 17. Oh. And he dropped like 80 pounds, and he looked like he was somebody from Auschwitz. And so that was really hard on all of us. And then, you know, my grandma had died of brain cancer. My aunt had died of skin cancer, melanoma that spread to her lungs. My mom took care of her in the hospice that situation. So if anybody's ever had to do that, oh my God, it's like you are an angel. And the people that are dealing with hospice on a daily basis, those work people, they should be paid way more. It's amazing. They're just doing amazing work.
Yeah.
So then my friend Charles at age 43, and by the way, Calais was 40. And he was the fittest out of all of us. He had like an 8-pack abs. All right. So nobody's invincible anymore. And we'll talk more about that in a minute. Why? Charles at age 43, he was the vegetarian, the healthiest out of all of us. And he gets cancer. So he said, hey, look, they don't have anything for me up here at OHSU. It's the big clinic here in Portland, Oregon at the time. And he says, so I'm going to go to this place called the Hippocrates Wellness Center in Florida. And I want you to go with me. It's like this natural detox stuff. And I'm like, I didn't even know what I was getting into. I'm like, dude, whatever you need, I'm in there. I will help you. Because I thought I was going to lose another friend. And I just wanted to support him before he was gone. That would have been my experience with cancer, Taryn. It was like, you get it and you die. I'd watched the people I love do it. And it's the way it was. And so I show up there. And on the plane flight there, he's like, there's no meat. There's no dairy. There's no salt. There's no sugar. There's no vinegar. There's nothing cooked over 115 degrees. I'm like, what do you mean no meat? Like, what are you talking about? So I'm freaking out because I, you know, and I'm not, for those people, I'm not going to be trying to tell you not to eat meat. Like what I'm telling you is like, this is the experience that I experienced. They put you on this nourishing, like living food, plant-based diet. That's what it was. Okay. So I just showed up and did it. And they put us on water, clean, purified water with lemon and lime juice in it and wheatgrass shots and green juices and all these sprouts and sprouted nuts and sprouted seeds and grains and beans. And day one, my acid reflux was gone that I'd had. It plagued me for years, like gone. And it's been 12 years. It hasn't returned. I started going through this detox, this Hertz reaction. I had headaches and night sweats and metallic taste coming out of my tongue from all the heavy metals. And then I went to a class called Internal Awareness. And this is where everything changed for me, Taryn. This Dr. Scott Josephson comes out and he's very fit and he just turned 50. And I was like, wow, that guy doesn't look 50. He looks like he's 40, maybe. He looked fantastic. And the people that have been working at that institute for 10, 20 years look 10, 15 years younger than the rest of the population their age. So success leaves clues. But I still didn't believe it that this little podunk place could help people with cancer. I mean, Race for the Cure and millions of dollars and our best minds are on it, right? That was my belief system at the time. And this doctor said the average person, this is the big takeaway for the listeners. The average person has 6 to 12 pounds of impacted fecal material in the colon, and it is destroying your health. It is absolutely destroying your health. And he goes, you have to get it out of there. It's not supposed to be there. The colon is a garbage waste removal system. It is not a storage tank. And because of the processed poison foods and the stress that you experience in your life and the chemical toxins that are building up in there, you have this nasty sludge in your gut, basically. And it's destroying your health. And the Royal Society of Medicine says that 85% of all disease starts in the colon. And after 12 years of doing this and coaching 600 people, I concur with them. I completely agree. It's the first place we start when people are trying to turn their health around. We focus on the colon, the digestive tract, the small intestine, and we start cleaning things up. So the doctor was trying to get us to do what was called colon hydrotherapy. Are you familiar with that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes,
well,
I've heard
most,
of that.
Most people aren't. I wasn't. So for the listeners, you basically sit on a tube rectally and water gently goes in and out of your colon for an hour and it cleans up the mess. I elbowed Charles and said, dude, I came here to help you, but I'm not doing that deal. And I wasn't going to do it. But the doctor was smart because he showed us 4 virtual colonoscopies, 3 of unhealthy people and 1 of a healthy person. The first one was a 24-year-old woman that had Hashimoto's, like a thyroid issue, and yeast. She had thrush, a yeast infection.
Yeah.
Inside of somebody's colon, you're thinking you're going to see some brown things. Well, guess what was inside of her colon? It was all white and yellow. So much yeast overgrowth. And I was like, ah, that's not good. Then they went to the 65-year-old male with colon cancer and parasites. His colon was black like tar and white worms crawling around. And that's when the doctor turned around and said, look, you guys think that this parasite thing is a third world affair. Far from it. 50% of you, over 50% of you are going to see these parasites exiting in your stools over the next 3 weeks on this protocol. And we're not talking about the tapeworms, the hookworms, and the pinworms. Some of your stools will be fuzzy white. He says, but there's other ones that are microscopic in size, and you can't see them. But all of these parasites are eating your food, drinking your drink. They're urinating and defecating in you. They're laying thousands of eggs and having sex. And now he's got my attention. I'm like, well, maybe this colon hydrotherapy thing ain't so bad. And then they went to a 45-year-old woman with breast cancer, and inside of her colon was black light tar, a little bit of brown stuff. And then you went to the healthy woman or the healthy person, and you could see the intestinal lining was pink and clean, and there was brown things in there, like it should be.
Like it
and
should be.
And that's when the light
and
bulb.
We'll talk.
Go ahead.
Sorry, we'll talk about your light bulb moment in just a moment here on Faithful Freedom with Taryn Gregson. If you enjoyed our vaccine safety awareness marathon or are looking forward to our documentary Shot Dead coming out on November 9th, we ask you to head to WeThePatriotsUSA.org and commit to 10. Commit to donating $10 per month so we can help tackle tyranny before it is too late. All of the cases that we take on, we do so and we provide representation pro bono for all of the people that need help. And all of it is 100% funded by you, the donors, because we are a 501c3 nonprofit organization. So please head over to WeThePatriotsUSA.org to donate today. Mm-hmm. And we welcome back Tim James of Chemical Free Body to Faithful Freedom with Taryn Griggs. And you're talking about the colon hydrotherapy and the doctors showing you all the various colons and what healthy ones versus not healthy ones look like. You finally get to the healthy one, what it looks like. What was your light bulb moment?
Well, so what happened was, and that doctor was actually very smart because I'm a very visual person. I found out that 70% of people are visual. When he showed those pictures, pictures are literally worth 60,000 words. So it feared me into starting to take responsibility for my life. And the aha moment was, it's an inside game. I couldn't see what was going on inside of me, but now I did. I knew he showed those people that were all messed up what they were eating. They were eating the standard American diet, and that's what I'd been on. You know, so I'm like, I'm going to change this. And so I signed up. I literally jumped up in the middle of the room and went over and signed up for the colon hydrotherapy thing. He's like, Tim, we're going to do that afterwards. I'm like, yeah, I'm doing it right now. I'm number one. I'm going in there. The next day I go in, I literally got the first appointment and they weighed me and then they did the colon hydrotherapy thing, the colonic, and then they weighed me again. I dropped 11 pounds of disease causing funk and gunk and junk that was sludge built up in my colon. Now here's the wait to hear this. They had over 600,000 people through their door since the mid-50s, early 60s, right? This company had been around like 61 years at the time. The record was a lady had dropped 27 pounds of impacted fecal material in one-hour session.
Wow.
And again, I'm visual, so I'm trying to think, 27 pounds, how much is that? And I thought about my dog, and I'm like, she had like the size of a medium-sized dog fall out of her butt. I mean, of just disease-causing sludge. Now, the average person is 6 to 12 pounds. So I obviously felt better after that. I was telling you, I was going through these headaches and night sweats as my body was detoxing all this stuff. Cause I went from like standard American diet, fast food to eating like a wild creature and they made it delicious though. And so, I wake up, they were said either Thursday or Friday, you're going to wake up and you're going to feel like a new person. I was like, please, please be tomorrow. I didn't want to go through another day of the detox. I went to bed at like 8:30 at night. I've never done that. Like, so since I was a kid. And I woke up the next day and I felt really good. And Charles and I, we did our water and the wheatgrass. We worked out. We did the hot, cold plunge, the saunas. And we're walking back to the Hacienda Terra. And I'm like, dude, do you feel as good as I do, Charles? He's like, yeah. I go, dude, my arms are literally tingling with energy. Like, my brain is back, dude. I'm like, I feel like I'm 18 again. He's like, dude, you're going to heal. You're going to heal this cancer. I'm like, I know it. He's like, I know it too, man. I'm going to do that. I'm going to do this with you. I said, I'm going to give up all meat except for bacon and we're going to go home. We're going to do this. And so we did, we got home, we got really busy living and within 2.5 years, my friend Charles healed himself of this cancer. We actually finished the 2012 Portland Marathon together. It was an epic moment. I just tears of emotion coming down. Cause I knew he was going to heal. 6 months later, he completely healed himself. He was able, Taryn, to go see his son graduate high school, go to father-son weekend at Oregon State University. His son became a real estate agent, sold Charles a house. He went from bankruptcy and a poor marriage to a new relationship. He's successful in his business. He's thriving. He picked up guitar and started playing that again since college. And I did too, and we play music together now. And my friend's alive. And yeah. For me, I was able to, and within 60 days, I dropped all the weight. Been able to keep it off. I started questioning everything and I just became like this for a while, a food Nazi, reading every ingredient label and everything that I put in my body. And I became a steward of that. And I started growing sprouts like crazy. My whole garage got overgrown with sprouts. And I was delivering wheatgrass and sprouts to 40 to 60 cancer patients a week. And I had over 5,500 people to my home teaching these detox, nutrition, juicing, living food classes. And then we started chemicalfreebody.com. We just help people that can't make it to an institute like that do it at home and meet them where they're at so they don't have to go through that detox symptom Hertz reaction so they can actually take care of their kids and do that kind of stuff. And now I'm just I'm really an educator and somebody that's got real world results. And I've personally coached 600 people through the process. So I know I can help people now for the ones that, you know, want help.
That's so incredible. And kudos to your friend for wanting to try that route and go the natural route and to clean his body instead of what we see in most cancer treatment today is dumping chemicals and poisons into your body, where he, you know, took the other route where he was trying to cleanse his body of whatever toxins were in it that caused the cancer to begin with.
Well, there was actually some support groups for his particular type of cancer. And basically it was a whole bunch of people that were just wasting away. And all they would do was talk about, I'm taking this many medications. I'm taking this many medications. And it was this, I called it the revolving door of death. They would come in and it wasn't really even a support group. It was just like sharing that. And then the doctor actually did a talk and like 70 people showed up plus my buddy and me at this thing. And next to his laptop where he was doing the presentation, he had a Diet Pepsi. And that's when I knew this guy had lost it. And actually when I would go with Charles to his follow-up visits after we'd learned all this stuff and we'd started healing ourselves, and he's like, Tim, keep your mouth shut. Like, just don't piss him off. He goes, I want to keep one foot in each door because I'm trying to heal and I want their diagnostic stuff. So I'm sitting there and biting my tongue. And then finally he's like, well, Charles, like, well, your blood count's improving and stuff like that. But eventually it's basically going to get worse and your immune system's going to drop. So you're going to need an pneumonia shot. So I'm going to prescribe that for you. And I'm like, I'd learned about the vaccines at that point. And I'm like, and finally, and Charles is like, no, I'm not going to get it. As long as I'm getting healthier and moving forward. He's like, look, you're going to get, eventually your immune system is going to drop. You're going to need the pneumonia shot here. You're going to go down and get the prescription and go get it. And finally, I'm like, I can't take it. I'm like, look, dude, he ain't going to get it, you know? And it's like, and then Charles is like, oh, go, here he goes, you know? And so, and he just looked at me and then he just ignored me. He's like, go down and get the vaccine. And it's just like, I'm just like, dude, this guy. And it's like, he could be helping people. I'm like, he had somebody in his office that was healing himself. If I was that doctor, I'd been like, what are you doing? Exactly. How'd you do this? What'd you do that? And I'd be sharing with people. But again, super ego combined with standard of care and a lot of indoctrination. And he was one of those people that was just stuck. And it's like, he's lost cause, no sense of talking to him. Mm-hmm. So anyway.
No, and you know, many of us to one degree or another have been there, and with the ego and the indoctrination, and then you know, your eyes open and you go down. It's really invigorating, right? You want to learn as much as you can and try and help other people, and obviously you get pushed back and people are like, you're nuts, you're crazy, why do you want to make your own tortillas? Like, you know, people are just after you and everything, and don't quite understand it. But when you start to feel as good as you do, and I do want to talk about the detox a little bit, especially that colon detox. You know, that's not something I have not done that before, and I feel like it would be beneficial for someone that's interested in detoxing, an adult. Where do they start? What do people do?
Well, the first thing is water. All right, water is the lubricant of life, and you have to have a lot of water flowing into your body and flowing out. The colon, this is one of the problems, to see, because 95% of people are not drinking enough water. And
or
the first
clean
place,
water.
Yeah, and yeah, it's polluted. And the water you are drinking is polluted. But the first place your body goes to get water is where? It's the colon. Mm-hmm. So the colon finishes the food off, takes more nutrients out of it, and then pulls the water out of it for your life, and then exit, you know, stage left, right? And so if you're dehydrated, your colon's going to be dehydrated. It's going to be dried out. And that's where it starts getting impacted, right? And just not having enough water in your system could be the difference between you finding your car keys or hunting around for them for 15 minutes. You literally are dumber. You have a lower IQ when you don't have enough water in your body, and you're going to start building up all this impacted crap in your colon. It's going to lead to disease. Not today, but tomorrow, 5 years, 10 years, it builds up. Everybody's different. And then, oh, I've got fibromyalgia, or, oh, I've got breast cancer, or, oh, I've got glioblastoma cancer, or, oh, I've got colitis and Crohn's disease, or whatever your issue might be, arthritis. A lot of this stuff is starting in the colon. So I totally recommend people get two colon hydrotherapies back to back. Go find a good colon hydrotherapist and get colonics. But with that saying, I know there's a lot of people listening out there like, ain't doing it. You're going to get me to do it. I'm not going to do it. And I've talked to these people because I was one of them. And I had another friend of mine. She was the same way. And she finally did it. She's like, oh, it wasn't that bad. So we actually brought a formula back from India, and we call it gut detox. It was actually used to balance people's bodies and stuff, but you can double down on it and it'll meet you where you're at in your busy lifestyle because there's no diarrhea. So over the next 15 days, you take three of these herbal capsules in the morning and night, and it slowly removes that 6 to 12 pounds of unwanted fecal material from the colon. And it also cleans the small intestine as well. And then after that, I just take 3 a day for maintenance to keep my, those little villi, those intestinal villi, those hair-like structures clean so they can do their job, push the food through me, pull the nutrients in through the intestinal lining so I can get into my working cells so I can have energy for my activities of daily living. So we usually start people with that at home, or then go to an institute, or like I said, local, go get a colon hydrotherapy thing. But we should talk about the chemicals in the umbilical cord before I go at some point.
Absolutely. We are going to take just a short break here on Faithful Freedom with Taryn Gregson, and we will talk about the umbilical cord on the other side of the break. Head over to TarynGregson.com, where we have our new fluoride resource guide. If you want more information on the dangers of fluoride, its origins, the ties to Nazi Germany, and more, your mind's going to be blown. Head to TarynGregson.com, sign up for our free newsletter, and you will get your free fluoride resource guide. You'll also get the HPV vaccine resource guide, the MMR vaccine resource guide, and we're working on more of those coming your way. You can also, for free at TarynGregson.com, get your state-by-state exemption forms. You can go on there and click your state to get your exemption form, and also the opt-out forms for the tracking system. Your states are tracking your child's vaccines in an online state tracking system. So we're going to help you opt out of that if that is of interest to you at TarynGregson.com. All right, so we're bringing back in Tim James on Faithful Freedom with Taryn Gregson for our final segment, and we're talking about the detoxing, how to do that. I want to talk about the umbilical cord studies that you brought up. Tell us more about those.
Well, as I started researching all the food ingredients and drink ingredients and all that kind of stuff, I realized that there's these microscopic things that are destroying our health. And I don't remember where I heard it, but I typed in these three words, and I want your listeners to do it when they're done with this broadcast, is type in umbilical cord chemical into your browser, umbilical cord chemical. And you'll be able to see all the studies that I saw that went back to, I think, like 2005, where they would test for 400 toxic chemicals in the womb of our young mothers and these young children about to be born, that supposedly the healthiest of all of us. And they would find 71%, Taryn, of what they were looking for, about 250 chemicals. And 180 of those cause cancer in humans. Now, let that really sink in. Every single child being born today in, here in the United States, has over 180 cancer-causing chemicals in the womb. Wow. That is not supposed to be the case. And we wonder why, you know, cancer is the number one killer of our children from ages, you know, birth to five, and number two behind accidents from, you know, five to like 16. And it's because we're born polluted, right? So it's That's a big problem. Now, it gets worse. There are actually, if you look at it, it's not, there's 100,000 chemicals out there. There's over 2,000 new chemicals being manufactured every year, and only 0.25% are tested. The rest are just released onto us in different forms and different products in the commercial industries. So what that means is they're only testing for 400 chemicals. If they tested for 100,000 chemicals, and we still had that 71% rule, based on those numbers, you'd have up to 71,000 cancer-causing chemicals in the womb, and, you know, maybe around 50,000 could cause cancer in your child and you. So, you know, this whole thing about like trying to figure out what's causing cancer, it's like, well, yeah, it's really easy. We're stressed out. We are polluted with these toxic chemicals, and we are deficient in nutrients because the skin of the earth, our soil, has been raped by over-farming, tilling. Tilling kills these living microbiome that are in the soil, that are the exact same ones that are in our gut. And this is a very important point, Taryn, is that people have to understand that you are nature. The reason why you're suffering is because you've detached yourself from nature. You wear rubber sole shoes. You're not grounding and earthing and having that conductivity. As soon as you break from the earth, inflammation begins. You live on the second floor, the third floor. There's electromagnetic frequency in your home, Wi-Fi, smart meters, microwaves. You have ELFs, electric low frequency, running through the electrical grid, right? So there's all this stuff, all these pollutants, and your body's water. You're mostly made of water, right? Where do you find that? Earth. What's your bones made of? Minerals. Where do you find that? Mm-hmm. The dirt. So we are from the earth, and the earth, here's the cool part. The earth is connected to the solar system, which is connected to the galaxy, connected to the universe and the multiverse. So you literally have the power of the universe inside of you. You have the power to, you have no idea how actually powerful you are, how powerful your immune system is, what you are capable of. And it's all this fear mongering and the news and all the crap that people have been subject to that's created all this stress and it's been destroying their health. My job is to point out, I believe, and to help people like, look, if you have all these chemicals in your body, why not try to get them out? And I'll never forget, I had like, we were doing an event. There's like 20,000 people there. This 911 operator comes up to me and she's just like, can you help me? And I'm like, what's up? And she's like, I've tried everything. I went to all these docs. I've done all these things. And I'm like, have you tried detoxing? And she's like, well, what's that? And I'm like, well, you know, talked to her about the colon and the chemicals. And I said, maybe we should start there. How much good water are you drinking? Oh, I don't know. It's like, nobody talked about this to you. It's like your body's nature. And guess what? She's like, I really love my job, but I don't think I can do it effectively anymore. And I don't want to leave. This lady ends up healing herself. I didn't do it. I've healed myself. I'm the only person that I can heal. And so my job is like now is to get as healthy as I possibly can. And I'm 50 and I feel like I'm 18. I do rock climbing with my son. I got into jujitsu. I trail run. I do yoga. I just do whatever I want to do. I can run around with my 20-year-old sons and do whatever they do. And when I was 37, I couldn't do that. So I've turned my health around the last 12, 13 years. And I know other people can do it too, because we all have red blood cells. We all have bones and lungs and hearts and all this type of stuff. And maybe half of you have it better than me when you start, and maybe half of you have it worse. But I've seen all kinds of people that I didn't even think were going to make it have turned their health around. So the best thing that you can do is start loving yourself and plug yourself back into nature. And that's what we help people do. We just help them, give them the confidence, the inspiration, because we're all doing it over here, myself and my coaches. And, you know, I lead people on a weekly basis and an inner circle call for them so they can afford to get a coach. So it's very inexpensive. And we just give them the basics. We help them get the chemicals out of the body. They're destroying your freaking health. You can't see them. And also there's other things too, like heavy metals that get into the brain. And then your children are getting heavy metals in the brain. And then 5G hits them and you wonder why they have autism, as an example, right? Mm-hmm. Again, I'm not a doctor. I don't diagnose, but we've seen children do lots of detox and get heavy metals out of the body and get rid of Wi-Fi. And all of a sudden their kids come back and they start speaking again. We have parents that I've actually interviewed. It was a policeman and a hairdresser, and their son got autistic after a jab, and they were 3.5 years of living hell. And then they detoxed their son and he came back to life. And now they have a fully functioning son again, like zero autism. They did it themselves. Mm-hmm. Like, so we have to, working class people, stop looking top down solutions. It's bottoms up. It's your neighbors. It's yourself. And it starts with you.
I love that. It is. It's bottoms up. It starts with you. And I love that you brought up the parents there. And, you know, so many kids nowadays are diagnosed with behavioral disorders, attention deficit disorders. Most of this has to do with environmental factors, environmental toxins, the positions that we're putting them in with their devices, the phones, the basic hypnosis that we're putting our kids under, with, you know, everything going on around them. But, you know, there are a lot of parents that have woken up over the past couple of years, especially to the vaccines and the childhood vaccines. And so some of them, maybe their kids have gotten some or even all of the shots, and now they wish that they hadn't done that. We talked about detoxing for adults. What would you recommend for children?
Well, it's pretty much the same thing. Again, I'm like, I'm not a doctor, so I can't prescribe or diagnose, sure. But they have a body too. It's a human body. And if you have chemicals in there, let's get them out. Let's get the heavy metals out, the radiation pollution. There's herbal things that you can do. There's certain foot spas that actually work. Most of them are junk. I've spent the last 12 years curating things too that help. Far infrared saunas are also very good. I take one daily, but the one I do broke a natural law. So I was a big proponent of far infrared saunas for 9 years. I was a dealer. And then one of my colon hydrotherapist friends turned me onto this other one. It looked like a little rinky dink one, but I got into it. And she's like, dude, she goes, it wasn't like beautiful. And she was really into aesthetic things. It wasn't like the big, beautiful wooden ones. It's a little tent sauna, but it was a whole different technology. They literally broke a natural law. And I'm like, what? And I'm like, so I got into it. And in 10 minutes I knew, and I'm like, wow. So I switched. So for me, if I find something that works, I will go 100%. But if I find something else that's better, I drop the other one, I pivot, and I go down that one. I'll start telling people about that. So there's far infrared saunas, purified, restructured water, movement, keeping the body moving, herbal formulas. What you do is you just keep stacking these things into your lifestyle until you have a lifestyle that's slowly getting this crap out of you and out of your child. and stop putting it in. Stop buying, you know, don't cook your food in aluminum, right? Don't drink out of aluminum cans ever, ever. You're polluting your child's brain and your brain. Don't drink out of aluminum. I can't say that enough. If you're going to drink, I only drink out of mason jars, glass jars. And so like little things that people don't think about. When we have clients that have Alzheimer's and dementia, we get rid of all their aluminum baking ware. All these people are, we get them off of the aluminum stuff. And if you look at vaccines, they have aluminum adjuvants in there. Mm-hmm. So you're squirting aluminum in your body. And then there's the chemtrails, right? And then it's like people are like, oh, Tim, you're a conspiracy theorist. So I'm like, okay, well, maybe I am. So let me look into this. You know what won't lie? Biology. And guess what? Biologists do soil samples and plant samples. And guess what's happening to the aluminum rates? They're going up. Mm-hmm. They're going up. So where's it coming from? Well, even if it's not the chemtrails, it's coming from somewhere and it's getting into your brain. And then you're getting hit with 5G, Wi-Fi, smartphones, all this stuff, and it's affecting you. So we have to be as smart about this. So we don't want to cause stress, even though I get pretty wound up about it. We want to get educated, have that awareness, and then start taking simple steps. Buy local, buy fresh, buy from your farmers that are growing fresh food. Start growing your own sprouts in your home and your own herbs and basil and that kind of stuff. Your children are going to love it. They're going to absolutely love it. And you can connect and bond with them rather than them being on their cell phone looking at pornography. I just got off the phone with a guy that was from 14, 18 years of pornography addiction. Yeah. And now he's helping people in healing retreats because of this. Right. Yeah. So it's like, get the family unit back together, mm-hmm. get back to nature, get the chemicals out, stop putting them in, flood the body with nutrition, and have daily practices of meditation and prayer and getting outside in nature and hanging out with people that support you and eliminate the stress in your life. And you would be surprised how fast you respond and you can heal and be part, and become a light for your family, your community, and this world. We need it. We need it right now.
We do. We so need that light. And I appreciate that encouragement for people. And it can feel overwhelming, but I always tell people one thing at a time, just like you're talking about, just one thing at a time, educating yourself, introducing it into your life, your family's household, and keep building and building. And then soon you'll be like Tim James with the chemical-free body, or me and my family where we're trying to set up our own homestead right now. I mean, you get the itch and you go. And it's a wonderful trajectory that God puts you on. And I love your messaging on connecting with the earth. And, you know, we were all made in God's image. God is great and God is so good. And we are partially a reflection of that. And so is his wonderful and beautiful creation. It's just fantastic. Take the shoes off your kiddos, let them run around barefoot. It's all good for you. It's good for your kids. So thank you so much, Tim. People can get you at chemicalfreebody.com and follow you on social media. You also have your own podcast, your own show, correct?
Yeah. So the easiest way to get a hold of me is probably chemicalfreebody.com. Mm-hmm. I have a podcast called The Health Hero Show. It's on all the major platforms. And, you know, what we do over here best is we coach people, but we also have doctor formulated herbal products that are very gentle and they meet people where they're at. And so I would encourage people to go over there. We offer a double your money back guarantee on our products because I know they're going to work for 98% of you up the middle. And under the shop tab, we actually have something called savings bundles. And that's where you can get a discount at checkout. And we should talk more because I would love to work with you and your family. I'm building a sustainable farm right now myself. So I'd like to share some notes. I've got some ways for free energy that I'm very excited about. And I'm just all about learning. And I want to be, when the electrical grid goes down, if that ever happens, I create my own electricity. I don't have to worry about power. I'm just completely self-sufficient. And, you know, that's where we're going with this thing. And we're going to lead by example and then just give it away. Like, here, go do this. This is what we did. Go do it. You do it too. I think I'm going to be able to feed 100 families on this farm easily.
Oh, that's fantastic. I love to hear that. And we'll have to have you back on to talk about that some other time. Thank you, Tim. You can also catch him on our Vaccine Safety Awareness Marathon at WeThePatriotsUSA.org. You can watch the rerun of that as well. Thanks.
If you enjoy our content, prayerfully consider making a tax-deductible donation at WeThePatriotsUSA.org so we can continue to power the education arm of our mission that also extends to work to preserve and reclaim our God-given inalienable rights. God bless, and thank you from everyone here on Faithful Freedom with Taryn Gregson, presented by We The Patriots USA.